Well, some of them here, they've got these country roads that leads off. They're all in them fixing them up. They promised us to fix ours, you know. But they ain't never done it. They're just still holding us gravel.
Yeah. And what might you have going from the barn out to the pasture?
Well, it'd just be a path or a road.
Okay. And now they have something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk?
Okay. And there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. Do you have any name for that?
No.
Okay. Sometimes when there's this black sticky stuff that you could use as a medicine for animals, like you put it on a horse if it's got
black
a cut.
Tough. You mean pine tar?
Okay. Okay, if you were walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you and scared you, what might you do? You might pick...
I guess I'd pick up a stick or a rock or something, throw at it.
Okay. And, okay, if you went to... Would you call anything else? Would you say throw or would you say flung or chunked or pitched or...
You better get away from here before I hit you or something.
Okay. And if you went to somebody's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you might say, well, I guess he's not.
They're gone.
Yeah, I guess he's not.
At home.
Okay. And talking about putting milk in coffee, you might say some people like it.
Cream.
Yeah. Okay, and other people like it.
Plain.
Okay. And, Do you have any other names for coffee without milk and sugar?
We call it Kilgore coffee.
Call it what?
Call it Kilgore coffee.
Kilgore.
Yeah, because it's real black and strong, honey. You know, no cream, no sugar, no nothing. We just say, you want it Kilgore coffee?
You ever hear of drinking coffee barefoot? Okay. That's something over in East Tennessee, I think I heard that, they use for meaning drinking it naturally, you know, without cream or sugar. That's Kilgore?
Yeah, well, no, that's what we mean. It's just strong. Whew. I don't drink coffee at all. I used to, but it got hurting and I quit.
Yeah.
But Daddy, he used the instant since it come out. And he dipped down in this jar and he put in one spoonful and dipped down in them little old white cups, you know, little mugs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sick. I told you that's what it's true.
You say toffee? I put semen. I toffee.
Yeah, real good toffee.
Yeah.
I like hot tea.
Yeah.
But I want lemon and sugar in it.
Okay. If someone were walking this way, not away from you, you might say...
towards me.
Okay. And if you saw someone that you hadn't seen for a long time, you just happened to see him, you might say, well, today I ran.
Yeah, into my friends. Or
okay. And if a child is given the same name that his father had, you might say that they named the child
Junior.
Or named him what?
His grandpa. This boy that is here is named after his grandpa Hatfield, Junior. Barney Junior. And the Junior's after hit the boy's daddy, and the Barney part's after Pa, you know. His name was Barney Houston Hatfield.
Okay. Let's just talk about animals. The kind of animal that barks, well, that she's holding in her lap.
Yeah, that's a dog.
Okay. And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what might you tell him?
Catch it. That's okay. What I tell mine now when more dogs come in the field, I'm right.
Okay. And what do you call a mixed breed dog? You don't know what kind he is.
Well, I just say mixed up. Mixed
okay. What about a small, worthless, noisy little dog?
Like that.
Okay.
That's a part fighting chihuahua.